being in the front of your hymnal, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Only kneel for confession. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I'll confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you're
Oh, almighty God, as you have enriched your church with the precious gospel proclaimed by the evangelist Saint Mark, grant us firmly to believe your glad tidings of salvation and daily walk according to your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The readings for this Sunday of St. Mark Evangelist are found in your bulletin insert. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah 52, reading from verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Here ends the reading. The epistle reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, reading from verse 5. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander the metalworker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him because he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Here ends the reading.
The Gospel for St. Mark is written in St. Mark chapter 14, reading from the 51st verse. A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. Here ends the Gospel.
We now confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed found on page 12 in the front of your hymnal.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day, he ascended into heaven. and sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the wicked men. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The text is the gospel reading, Mark 14, 51 and 52. An iconic 1992 Gatorade commercial had a song titled, Be Like Mike. But the refrain, I want to be like Mike, well, that was the hook. Michael Jordan was at the zenith of his career, and who didn't want to be like Mike? Well, on this festival of St. Mark, who does want to be like Mark? There's much to commend him. Tradition has it that the house where the church was gathered during the imprisonment of Peter in Acts 12 is also the location of the upper room of the Last Supper in Mark 14 and of the first large church assembly mentioned in Acts 1. Acts 12:12 says that once released, Peter went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Mark seems to come from a wealthy family. This had led to him being identified as the rich young man who went away from Jesus in gloom because he loved his riches more. What seals the deal for many that this young man was indeed Mark is that only his gospel says Jesus looked at that rich young man and loved him. Who but Jesus, or the one being loved by Jesus, would know that? If you have a house capable of holding about 120 people, as Acts 1:15 says, you have a big house and you probably have money. The fact that the church is first assembled there means it's the first house church and the owner is in it, the church. Read Acts 16. See how fervently a woman named Lydia demands Paul make her house a house church. Read 1 Corinthians 1. See that not many wealthy people were in the early church. Mark's family was. That's remarkable. And we find Mark at Antioch, having been brought there by his cousin Barnabas. Mark even goes with Paul on his first missionary trip. This means he was in the midst of the first ministry to non-Jews, which was controversial and difficult. It means he was at the place where Jesus' followers were first derisively called Christians. Christ, Christ, Christ. Everything always came back to the person and work of Christ. So they were called Christians. And Mark was here for all of it. This is of God's grace. Who wouldn't want to be like Mark? Not so fast. Mark fails the trustworthiness test. There's a website where you type in a name and it comes back with accurate information, at least about me and other people, and a trustworthiness rating. I was 4.6 out of 5. Mark, based on some things we know and some things we surmise, well, he's at best a 1.6. Yes, Mark did go on the first missionary journey with Paul and cousin Barnabas, but he turned tail and ran after the first stop. Luther Reed, a mid-20th century liturgy scholar, says that the Anglican 1662 colic for St. Mark contains, quote, what seems a disparaging reference to his desertion of Paul. How would you like to be remembered 1,600 years later as a deserter? You want to be like Mark? You want to be the occasion of one of the biggest rifts in church history? Let's hear it in the Holy Spirit's own words. Quote, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preach and see how they are doing. Barnabas wanted to take Mark with them, but Paul did not think it wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. Did you catch that? Barnabas and Mark, well, they sailed for Cyprus, but Paul and Silas left commended by the brothers to God's grace. Well, you know whom they sided with. You want the church of the first century siding against you? Then you don't want to be like Mark. Now we come to our controversial text. Only Mark records the young man fleeing from dark Gethsemane naked into the night. As John refers to himself in his gospel as a disciple whom Jesus loved, could this incident be Mark's signature? Well, the word for linen garment is only used by Mark here, and along with Matthew and Luke, he uses it one other place. This word is for a very fine and costly cloth, such as a rich young man might wear. Who would be in Gethsemane on this dark night other than the disciples who accompanied Jesus, Judas, who knew the place, and someone whose home was the location of the Last Supper, the upper room, and followed Jesus from there? However, the was following could mean he was already a disciple. Well, that ended in Gethsemane. He had more fear of being caught with Jesus than being found naked. He'd rather be a coward than a Christian. Still want to be like Mark? Yes. Mark is hope for all those who stand naked and judged. He's hope for all of us who follow only to fall away. Let's say he was the rich young man in Mark 10 who went away gloomy from Jesus because he'd rather have riches now than salvation forever. Well, he comes around to following Jesus, maybe on Palm Sunday. He hears all that goes on in that upper room, the squabbling about which disciple is greater, the warning that one of them will betray him, their certainty that it's not me, the sudden departure of Judas, the amazing words of Jesus, take, eat, take, drink. This is my body given over to death for you. This is my blood shed on the behalf of you. He hears Jesus' loving prayer for his followers, and then Mark follows to Gethsemane. He witnesses the agony, the great drops of blood falling to the ground as Jesus prays in desperation for the cup of God's wrath to pass by him, but concludes by saying, his Father's will be done. Then comes the angel to strengthen Jesus. Then suddenly there's Jesus and the mob. The high priest ear is the servant of the high priest, his ear is cut off, but it's healed by Jesus. His moment to confess comes, and he flees naked before the mob and God. But what's this? Paul's writing from prison to the Colossians, and he says, my fellow prisoner Aristarchus sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Now, this isn't a Hallmark card. Colossians is Holy Scripture. This greeting form is found in Romans 16. It means Mark is in fellowship with the Colossians, says St. Paul. Furthermore, they are to receive Mark. Reads 2 John 10. Quote, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house. By commanding the Colossians to receive Mark, Paul is recognizing his apostolic ministry. And note how specific Paul is. The Mark he's talking about is the cousin of Barnabas. Yeah, the one who turned tail and ran after one missionary stop. The one who occasioned a big, unseemly apostolic fight. Yeah, this is the one you are to commune with and whom you are to receive as a pastor. Yikes. Could there really be forgiveness that big, that complete, that gracious? Well, if Mark has that, I want to be like Mark. We're not done yet. Paul, on his deathbed, again writes from prison, this time from Rome, where he will die, and he mentions Mark. 2 Timothy, as you heard, is where Paul says, for I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure, his death. Five verses later, Paul says, only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to me in my ministry. Wow. It's been about 35 years since that rich young man turned gloomily and greedily away from the saving Jesus and then back to him in Jerusalem and away again in Gethsemane. It's been about 20 years since Mark went boldly to where the Christians were first named and then out on the first missionary journey, only to cowardly flee after one stop. 20 years since Paul wanted nothing more to do with that coward. But now, make sure to get Mark and bring him to me. He is helpful. He's useful in ministry. Oh, come on. How can that be? Mark walks in the steps of Abraham, Moses, David, Peter, and Paul. They followed and fell and followed again. But those are the steps of Mark. I want to be like him. Back to that linen garment. I told you only Mark uses this word to describe the young man's garment. He also uses it, along with Matthew and Luke, for the cloth that the dead Jesus is wrapped in for burial. That empty grave cloth proves Jesus is risen And therefore, God has put away his wrath against sins and sinners for Jesus' sake. If you were there in Gethsemane, having seen the agony, having seen the betraying Jesus and the fleeing disciples, and when your moment of confession came, you fled too, I think that moment would stick with you. I think if you had followed Jesus right till that point, it would bother you that when it really mattered, you failed. Like Peter's rooster, the charcoal, and the dunks in the sea, that linen garment you left behind would condemn you as a coward. See John 21 for how Jesus redeems the charcoal smell and the dunking for Peter. See Mark for how that linen garment does that for him. Jesus too left it behind, not as proof of him being a coward, but as proof that he is risen. Sin, death, and the devil are defeated, even those, especially those of a cowardly young man like Mark. See the bulletin cover. It's a takeoff from the statue on the Cathedral of St. Mark. Mark's symbol is that of a winged lion since Epiphanius, 4th century. Those Latin words, Pax Tibi Marseille, they're only a part of the inscription on the book that is held by the lion in the actual statue. The actual statue has Pax Tibi Marseille Evangelistus Meis Hic Requisit Corpus Teum, which translated is, peace be with thee, O Mark, my evangelist, here thy body will rest. Venetian tradition, not church history, Venetian tradition has these words spoken by an angel to the traveling Mark. In later depictions, it's often just the words there on your bulletin cover, peace be with thee, Mark. Well, then, I want to be like Mark. I want to have Mark's peace of sins being so thoroughly forgiven that I can be in fellowship with the Colossians and wanted by the dying St. Paul, because though sinner still I am, I can be useful. I want to be like Mark. Though the linen garment I left behind is proof of my sin and sinfulness, the garment Jesus left behind is proof that these have been forgiven and God is at peace with me. And no angel tells me that I can rest in peace. Jesus himself does in every votum, in every dismissal, and in every benediction. Hey, Mark probably wants to be like me. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. People we remember, especially in our general prayers, are listed in your bulletin. Particularly today, remember Vanessa Lubeck, that's the daughter of Howard and Sarissa. She has heart failure and is in hospice at home. We have a prayer of thanks for Elizabeth Posey, that's the mother of Betty, for recovering from pneumonia, and a prayer for her ongoing physical rehab. And we have a prayer of thanksgiving for Chris and Krista Harms. They're now at seminary. They came here when they were at Concordia, and they're expecting their first child in October. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, grant health and prosperity to all that are in authority, especially the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislator of Texas, and to all of our judges and local authorities. Bestow on them grace to rule after thy good pleasure, maintaining justice and hindering and punishing lawbreakers, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in thy mercy, cause all needful fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them at the proper time. Grant success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations on land, sea, and air, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, and crown them with thy blessing. Lord, in thy mercy. And as thou didst show thyself in the person of Christ to not only be the great physician of souls, but of bodies too, so we are bold to pray on behalf of Vanessa and Elizabeth. Deliver them as thou wilt, attend to them, and bestow upon them thy promised peace. Lord, in thy mercy. And glory be to thee, O Lord, who as a father pities his children, has pity upon us, that thou hast in thy mercy graciously delivered Elizabeth from her afflictions. Therefore, we give thee hearty thanks and praise for this deliverance. Lord, in thy mercy. And we give thanks to thee for blessing Krista and Chris with the gift of new life. Bless mother and child through gestation, labor, and delivery. Lord, in thy mercy. In Jesus' name we pray.
I direct your attention to the communion statement in the bulletin. We are following our celebration of Holy Communion this morning. Because of the sad divisions that exist in Christianity today, we can't invite all of you to the Lord's table. Trinity practices close communion, which means you commune active members of Trinity, and those guests have been invited to commune part of the service. If you are a guest and not spoken to see before, please do not come forward and receive communion. We continue now with the communion liturgy on page 24. Please stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your heart. They give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary, we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, when the multitude of thy saints did surround us with so great a cloud of witnesses, that we, rejoicing in their fellowship, may run with patience the race that is set before us, and together with them may receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, which you had betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Grace, Lord Jesus Christ, be with you, and also with you. Grace, Lord Jesus Christ, be with you. Take heed, this is the body of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given us to death for all your sins. Take heed, this is the body of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given us to death for all your sins. Take heed, this is the body of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given us to death for all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. May this body and this blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. Grace, Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Take heed, the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take heed, the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take heed, the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins, the body of Christ and for your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. The blood of Christ, shed for your sins. May this body and this blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. O God the Father, fountain source of all goodness, in loving kindness to send thine only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank thee that for his sake thou hast given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We beseech thee not to forsake thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, bless thee, keep thee. Lord, make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. For lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Monday, VCS planning meeting next Sunday after service. Sign up for the May 23rd Pentecost party and pay up for the couple's trip. Thank you.